Hello everyone and welcome back to the Anurag Manik Show by M Square Podcast. As this is the season 2 and the concluding season of The Price of the Truth, in which we are covering the stories of some of the biggest whistleblowers from around the world and India. The final 6 episodes are a tribute to the Indian whistleblowers who have laid down their lives for protecting the truth, for exposing the truth to the people of the country. We are very privileged to be living in today's times because these people, these whistleblowers, laid down their lives, or basically, as we say, planted trees in whose shade they knew they were never going to live in. Today, the story is of a man who was an engineer by profession and was actively involved in the activities of the Right to Food campaign in Palamu district of Jharkhand. He exposed corruption in the operations of the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme. He undertook a social audit of the scheme with the help of economists and was murdered before he could unearth the whole scam. On May 15, 2008, he was attacked while he was travelling on his bike to Chhatrapur district of Madhya Pradesh. This is the story of Mr. Lalit Mehta, the Narega activist who paid with their lives. Palm-sized CD has become the prized possession of Mr. Jagdish Mehta, the father of the social activist Mr. Lalit Mehta, who was brutally murdered in the Kandra jungles of Palamu district in Jharkhand on May 14th. His eyes gleam as he holds a CD in his hands. It contains a record of a damning social audit of a Narega's project in Chhatrapur block, and the old man hopes it may one day nail the culprits. His son died fighting corruption. He was brutally murdered. What can a father speak for except for justice? We gave him the best of education, and Mr. Lalit utilized it to end poverty and corruption. While saying this, Mr. Jagdish Mehta's eyes, tears roll down his eyes, and his eyes have swollen up with the tears. A civil engineer by qualification, Mr. Lalit, at the age of just 36, blew the lid of widespread corruption in the Narega in the Palamu district. He had become a threat to the contractor lobby and corrupt government officials. Social audits of Narega he undertook under economist John Durzee's supervision was proving to be the final nail in the coffin of the contractor lobby. But before any of that could happen, he was murdered. The Chhatrapur police found his body at Kanda Ghati in Chhatrapur on May 15th. His mutilated body and a belt around his neck suggested that he was strangled alive and his face smashed to deform it beyond recognition. The police buried the body as unidentified the very same day. And this is the whole part where this conspiracy smells out from. It was later exhumed by his colleagues and taken to his native village where his last rites were performed. The police made no effort to identify him. It was heart-wrenching to imagine the murder and to witness the way his body was humiliated. Mr. Lalit was identified by his slipper and shirt. That's the fate of social activists here, says Mr. Manoj Kumar Singh, president of Vikash Sanyog Kendra, an NGO that was given the responsibility of carrying out social audits of NREGS in Palamu district. Mr. Lalit first thwarted corrupt contractors and government officials in 1990 by developing a software to prevent overestimation of civil works under the Sukha Mukti Abhiyan funded by the state governments. The software made it near impossible for contractors and a section of government officials to make money fraudulently. With the help of the community, he built 125 check dams as part of the long-term strategy to overcome droughts in the district. As secretary of the Vikas Sanyog Kendra, Mr. Lalit led volunteers in Chhatrapur to verify muster rolls and wage distribution among villagers. He came up with damaging facts about the rupees 5 lakh NREGS project to build a pond in the block. These facts presented during the audit have been compiled in a CD. It reveals that the project was totally bogus. During the audit, it was found that the roster contained names of 108 people, but only 8 of them were employed. Villagers' signatures on the payment registers were forged. Job cards were made in the name of 10 villagers who had migrated long, long ago. In one case, the card was issued in the name of an already dead person. A dead person was issued a job card. Rees was to join Mr. Lalit for another social audit in Dalton Ganj, and it was in this connection that Mr. Lalit had left Chhatarpur on the night of May 13, but did not reach there the next day. Everyone thought he might have stayed back in Chhatarpur to complete pending work of the social audit, but a news item in a Hindi newspaper about the recovery of an unidentified body in the jungle of Kandra rang alarm bells in their heads, says Mr. Manoj and Jawahar Mehta, treasurers of the Vikas Sahyog Kendra. Mr. Singh immediately called up Mr. Lalit on his cell phone. It was answered by an unknown person who tried to convince him that he was Lalit. But then they called Lalit the second time. It was switched off. We rushed to the Kandra police station and our doubts were confirmed, Mr. Singh adds. But a leader like Mr. Lalit is not easily forgotten. People in Palamu have formed a society to seek justice for him. The Vikas Sahyog Kendra and the Action Aid are demanding CBI inquiry into his death. And Rees conducted a public hearing in Chhatarpur where details of social audit and the proof that Mr. Lalit had gathered were made public. Being a civil engineer, he would have easily gotten a decent job in a good city. Mr. Lalit refused to leave Palamu and had set himself a target that one day he will ensure that the government-run schemes actually reach the poor. He was a person of strong will, and despite social pressure, he married a tribal girl, Ashrita Tirke, says Vyomkesh of Action Aid. Lalit is survived by his wife and two sons. We at the Anurag Manik Show would want to salute and pay tribute to Mr. Lalit's effort for trying to bring the actual impact of the government schemes for the poor to the people who actually need it. It is like people like Mr. Lalit that the hope of this country remains alive. We are privileged to live in a country where people like Mr. Lalit were born. Thank you so much for listening. It has been an absolute pleasure creating this series. I would request you to listen to season 1 and 0.5 of The Price of the Truth and let us know your comments. You can send us emails and you can reach out to us on Instagram at @msquarepodcast. Thank you so much for listening. It has been an absolute pleasure creating this series for all of you. Thank you so much. Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Price of Truth, which is a series which we are creating at the Anurag Manik Show by M Square Podcast. I hope you like the episode. This is a complete 15-episode series which we have created, just like a movie which you will see in a theater. It's 2.5 hours of the whole story arc which we have created. Thank you so much for listening. Do share it with your friends and family. And if you like it, do share your reviews or comments with us on our Instagram at M Square Podcast. Thank you so much for listening and stay tuned for more such content.